A symphony orchestra is playing the concluding number of a concert.
Gentlemen, you played well tonight. Rehearsal will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Maestro Gabrini.
Please. May I have a word with you?
Well, Stefano, what is it?
Am I not a good musician?
You are one of the best in the orchestra. Why?
Maestro, if I am one of the best musicians in the orchestra, why do you not let me play the violin solos instead of that muzzini?
What is that? Fire, warmth, glow, furore. You are the best musician in technique, yes. But muzzini plays from the heart.
I see. Because he tricks you, you think he's a genius.
No, Stefano, you do not understand. Someday, perhaps, when you have learned to play from the fullness of the heart, you will be concertmaster in my orchestra. Work for the end, Stefano. Good night.
Good night, maestro, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
I am finished here. You do not appreciate a good musician.
Today's radio play, My Heart of Hearts, is suggested by a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Come into my room.
My name's Judy King.
Oh.
I live across the hall.
Oh.
I often hear you playing in here, and just now I couldn't resist the temptation to come in.
I'm so glad you did. So you like my playing, eh?
I think it's wonderful.
I wish the managers appreciated Stefano Stefanowski as much as you do.
You mean they don't pay you enough?
Pay me enough? My dear young lady, they don't pay me at all. Ever since I resigned from Gabrini Symphony Orchestra, I have been unable to get an engagement.
Oh, that's a shame. A musician like you unable to get work?
The managers have never heard me play solos with any orchestra. Until they do, they cannot get me engaged.
Then why don't you go back to Gabrini?
Never. Maestro Gabrini thinks me a mechanical musician. That is why I left. Perhaps if I let my hair grow long like Muzzini, Maestro would consider me a virtuoso.
I think you are one, Mr. Stefanowski.
My public. I make you a bow. Thank you, thank you.
Would you play something more for your public?
I should be delighted, but alas, I have no accompaniment.
If you'd come across to my room, I have a little piano and
I'd... play...
A little.
But of course. By all means, let us go to your room.
You mustn't expect too much of me. I'm no virtuoso.
You ought to make a good team.
Here's my room.
Oh, but how charming. One would never dream your room and mine were in the same house.
Oh, thank you. What piece shall we play, Mr. Stefanowski?
Stefanowski sounds too formidable. Why not call me Stefano?
Why not Stefano?
Good, good. Now we are friends. Here is my favorite number. Let us try it together, eh?
I'll do my best.
It was made so by the accompaniment.
Oh, no.
Judy, you are a born accompanist. I wish we could work together.
Do you mean it, Stefano?
Never have I meant anything more.
I think I can arrange it with my boss.
Yeah, I do not understand.
Oh, well, I play at a little cafe during the dinner hour. I think my boss might engage you, too. If you will accept the work.
Pride melts before an empty purse. Take me to this cafe. Here again tonight, Judy?
Yes, Stefano, I see her.
Every night for the past month she has dined here. Always she comes at the same hour and leaves after my solo.
Perhaps she's finished with her dinner.
Judy. Judy, I resent your interference in my personal business. If I choose to admire the so beautiful lady who comes only for my solo, I shall continue to do so.
Why don't you tell her that? She's coming over here. Pardon me for intruding, Mr. Seven Astor.
Madame knows my name.
The manager gave it to me. I am Diana Milgram.
Milgram, permit me to present my accompanist to this king.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I've been coming here night after night to hear you play, Mr. Seven Astor.
I am honored, Miss Milgram.
You are being wasted here. I should like to have you play for me at one of my musicals.
I should be delighted.
Here is my card. I shall be home tomorrow afternoon if you will call to arrange the details.
Madame may expect me at the 4.
I shall be waiting for you. Good night.
Judy, did you hear what she said? I am wasted here.
Oh, Stefano, that woman won't do anything for you musically.
Judy, what are you saying? Did she not ask me to play at one of her musicals? She will have people of influence there. They will hear me play.
But don't stand on her musical key doing anything for you.
I do not understand you, Judy. For weeks you have been encouraging me. Now when I am about to make contact, you throw the cold water.
I'm sorry, Stefano. I won't say anything more.
Judy, look. Tomorrow afternoon we will go to her house. Well, yes, of course. We? Are you not my accompanist? We will go to Miss Milgram, and I shall play for her the great solo number we have been working on. Then she will be sure to have an idea of my real talent. Miss Milgram is expecting you.
Oh, can you come this way, please?
Thank you. You brought all the music I told you to.
Yes.
Good.
In this room, please.
This must be the music room, Judy. I wonder how many people are to be seated in here.
From the way the love seat is arranged, just two.
Ah, here you are, Stefano.
Oh.
Yes, Miss Milgram. You know my accompanist, Miss King.
Yes, but I didn't know she was coming with you this afternoon.
I wish to play for you the number which will give you a better idea of my talent.
Indeed.
But certainly. Here, Judy, let us play it now.
Yes, Stefano, but Billy...
Oh, wait until you hear it, Miss Milgram. Ah, it is like the cry of a joyful heart, a soul redeemed.
Yes, Stefano, but I...
Here
is all you say, Stefano, but couldn't you play it some other time?
You do not want to hear it?
Some other time, Stefano, but today I thought we would just discuss things with your accompanist, but excuse me. Come with me, Stefano.
But certainly. Judy, you will wait for me?
Why should I? You don't need me any longer. You've landed your patroness.
Judy, wait.
Oh, let it go, Stefano. We can't miss her, you and I.
But I wanted to explain to her
There's
that...
nothing to explain. Sit here, the two of us.
I hope you will be so gracious as to overlook the rudeness of my accompanist. Judy didn't mean
Let's
to be...
Let's forget, Judy, shall we? We have something more important to discuss. You.
You are very kind, madame, to take an interest in my talent.
Your talent? Oh, Stefano, how delightfully naive you are. Do you know why I asked you to call this afternoon?
Why, to arrange the details of your music act. Mm-hmm. You wanted me to be heard by your friends. You said my talent was being wasted in the cafe.
I said you were being wasted in the cafe.
Oh. Then it is Stefano the man, not Stefano the artist, you are interested in.
Why, of course. You're much too handsome to be hidden away in a corner.
Then Judy was right.
What are you talking about?
I thought you were interested in giving me my opportunity as a concert soloist. For weeks, Judy and I have been practicing for that great opportunity. Today I thought it had come. But Judy said you wouldn't do anything for me musically. And she was right.
Stefano,
what a blind fool I have been. I must find Judy and explain to her, if she will listen to me.
playing here for?
Where's Judy?
She didn't show up tonight. Maybe she's sick or something.
She's not at her room. Where is she?
How should I know? Better get your fiddle warmed up. You've got a request number. It's on that piece of paper.
This solo Judy and I have been rehearsing together. No, no, I cannot play it without her.
You don't have to, Stefano. I'm here now to play it with you.
Judy, I thought I'd lost you. Judy, you were right. She is
never
not...
Never mind her. Play our number.
Will I?
Bravo, bravo, bravissimo, maestro. You have become an artist.
Maestro, you here. How did you happen to come to this place?
This young lady persuaded me that I ought to hear you.
Using you.
Yes, that's why I was late tonight. Was I wrong, Maestro Gabrini?
No, my dear child, you are not wrong. Stefano shall be my concert master. At last, he has learned to play from the fullness of the heart.
And why should I not? Maestro, you see before you my heart of hearts. Judy...
This radio drama was suggested by one of the many interesting stories appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who has a message of interest for you. Thank you. radio play for this week is entitled Mamie's Place. It is a dramatization based on a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. It's the year 1929. Money is being made overnight and spent the same way. One of the places being flooded with this easy cash is a smart speakeasy known as Mamie's Place. Let's drop into the dressing room of the proprietor.